highly competitive today. You guys talking a lot of trash, throwing helmets here. What's the tone out there?
Yeah, I mean, there was a helmet thrown. I've never seen a guy take another guy's face mask off his helmet, so that was impressive. But, you know, the emotions are high. Guys are ready to go. You know, we've been at it for a while now, and, you know, this is our last week of work before training camp, and everyone wants to go out on a good note, so I like it. I like the intensity. Everyone showed up today ready to go.
Is that some of that just the heat getting the guys?
No, I don't think. I mean, if it was the heat, oof, something just got me on the neck. But if it was the heat.
Shut up, Murph.
If it was the heat getting to the guys, you'd expect us to be down and not have a lot of energy. I mean, it is humid out here. Like I was saying earlier, you guys' cameras are sweating too, so we're all feeling it right now, but this is part of football. You got the elements are a part of it, and you got to be ready to go.
Good sign that they're ready to like put the pads on.
I think everybody's ready to put the pads on. Yeah. You know, hitting. We're not supposed to hit, but putting the pads on adds a different element to practice and gives your linemen a better chance to block D linemen and work their techniques. So everybody's ready for training camp.
Robert, because we're only out here one day a week, and we'll be out here more this week. But how do you measure your progress, being that we can't see day to day progress?
I mean, I feel really comfortable with what Coach is asking all of us to do. Offensive line, receivers, running backs, tight ends, and the QB room. It's all coming together nicely. That's what we wanted to get out of this offseason, to have that offense down, to be able to do multiple things, run a little no huddle, be able to line up and mash guys. And it's all coming together, so I feel really comfortable. And, you know, it really helps having these guys here and doing the great things that we're doing.
You guys ran some red zone today. Do you expect that to be even more of an emphasis in camp, being that kind of that was where some struggles were last year in the red zone?
No, I don't think so. I think what coaches told us is to forget last year, and that's what we're doing. You know, we're going to work on red zone because to be an effective offense, you have to do well in the red zone. And to what you're saying, last year, yeah, we weren't effective, but it's not going to affect us this year. It's a new year. It's a new season. And we're ready to start our movement.
Raheem Morris sure barks a lot out there.
Oh, no doubt. Raheem, he's always talking, but, you know, he's a DB coach, and DBs are, you know, for the most part, a lot of them like to talk. And it's great to have him out there. He keeps the energy high and continues to challenge everybody, whether it's the receivers or the DBs.
What do you do over the next month, or encourage your teammates to do over the next month, to stay fresh when you're not out here on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's gut check time this next month. Obviously, guys will probably take a week off, you know, try to decompress, get their bodies back right after this long haul or this long stretch of practicing, and then they get ready for the season. So it's about getting in NFL football season shape. And a lot of those guys have trainers, and I believe they're going to do it. I think the work that we put in here, they're not going to let that go to waste.
Robert, who do you think is the biggest threat on offense right now?
The biggest threat on offense? Alfred Morris, in my opinion. I think everyone would lean towards Deshaun or Pierre or Jordan Reed. But I think it's Alfred because they're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to either put it in the box and try to stop him from running and dare us to throw it, which we will do, or you know, leave the box light and let Alfred run over your linebackers or your safeties. And I think it'll be interesting to see what defenses do, but I'm not waiting. We're not waiting to see what they do. We're going to go out there and make it happen.
Jordan is a bigger body target. Does this team have enough size in the red zone to help you out on some of those tough contested catches, either up in the air or the back shoulder fades and all that?
Yeah, I think we do. You know, Pierre's a strong physical wide receiver, so he can you know, play bigger than his listed numbers or his listed height. Deshaun had a nice catch today in the red zone. Jordan's obviously our biggest body tight end slash receiver. So we'll use all that, and at the end of the day, if we don't have enough size, we do have enough size in the backfield, and Alfred can you know, bang his head against the goalpost every single time. It doesn't matter to us.
Are you looking forward to Richmond?
Yeah, we're all looking forward to Richmond. You know, not to necessarily get away from our families or anything, but to go out there and be together as a team and, like you're saying, put the pads on, get ready for the season, and actually practice and play against other people. I think it's time for that.
Well, like I said, they learn more as obviously substitute for experience, and one of the things a lot of vets tell me is that time management is something that grows exponentially as you grow as a player. I'm just wondering, your third year, is that something that's you've learned how to do better?
You know, you like to think you're always a responsible guy, but with more and more experience and just understanding how the off seasons go, you do have that better time management. And there's a time to do things, whether it be for your sponsors or with your kids or with your family, and then there's time to train. And I think a lot of the guys will give it a week and, you know, spend that time with their family, you know, spend the time getting their bodies right, like I said. And after that, it's time to train. And I think everybody will be focused on that and ready to go when training camp starts.
How much better does it feel for you not having to wear a knee brace?
I mean, it feels great. You know, like I said, I'm blessed to have an off season this year and not have to wear the brace. But, you know, I don't necessarily look at last year as a downer because of the brace. It's just better this year not to have it.
Robert, Pierre and Deshaun get so much attention. Andre Roberts is a guy who's kind of a little bit flying under the radar. As a quarterback, what do you see in him? What do you like about him?
I mean, he might be flying under the radar for you guys, but he's not flying under the radar for us. He's been very effective out here, explosive, making, you know, tough, hard catches for us, catches that we need, catches in plays that we're going to need him to make. And he wants the ball in his hands. As he said before, he feels like he can make plays with the ball in his hands, and I can't wait to see it.
There was a different look on the sidelines today. You had a female headline. Did you see that? Did you notice?
No, I didn't notice. That's good. I mean, I noticed when I shook her hand over there, but, you know, for the most part, you know, it's the old cliche. We can't worry about the refs. We got to play football. But I know Tony was saying that it'll be big, you know, to have her eventually get into the NFL and then be able to ref.
You mentioned Deshaun's red zone catch. I think that was back shoulder. How's the chemistry coming with him now that he's back out there?
Yeah, I mean, the chemistry is coming great. Deshaun's a guy that can make plays anywhere on the field. He knows that. We know that. It's just about making sure, like you said, that timing. And he's going to be a competitive guy. It's in his nature. You challenge him, he's going to accept the challenge and rise to it. And we're all excited about that.
Robert, how much attention, if at all, did you pay to the Kaepernick contract? And what could that end up meaning for you?
I didn't pay any attention to it. We got to take care of what we got to take care of here. And, you know, you let the money people take care of the money. And let the guys in the post play football. I'm here to play football.
He's available next Thursday too now.
Just you had the Friday night camp. Talk about how that experience went for you. That's, I guess, your first major function.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. You know, part of that Family of Three initiative that I'm starting here in the D.C. Area right now. And, you know, to have Father's Day as a backdrop to that camp and to have my dad out there working with the kids, a lot of kids who might not have a father figure in their life, I thought it was huge. And you know, Ray and Chad and, you know, Coach Jay came out, Deshaun, Trent, a lot of players. As you guys know, MC Hammer, Wale, mm-hmm. Bow Wow, John Wall, a lot of those guys came out to support. It was big. And we accomplished everything we wanted to accomplish. We wanted them to come out there, have some fun, talk to some celebrities, talk to some players, get some advice, some life advice, and show them that they are not forgotten, is what we told them. And we accomplished everything we wanted to. Gave them a ton of free gear, shoes, shirts, socks, headbands, gloves. I felt blessed to be able to do that for them.
Hey, Robert, as far as training camp, is there any advantage that you guys have been there, done that already? Maybe now you can kind of hit the ground running rather than having like an acclimation period there?
As far as in Richmond?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we've been in Richmond before, so we kind of know what to expect. But at the same time, we have a different group leading us, a different head coach, and he's going to have a different schedule for us ready to go. But training camp's training camp. Everybody's ready for the grind, and then everybody's ready to play after that.
Looking forward to that fan reception, I guess,
now. Oh, no doubt. You know, fans are out there every day. They've been great for us, and we're going to need you guys again.